Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Coach Conversations. I'm Catherine Halpin, and it's my extreme pleasure to host the Blog Talk Radio show. Coach Conversations is sponsored by the International Coach Federation Phoenix Chapter that is celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. See more about us at icfphoenix.com. Our show, Coach Conversations, is produced by Anna Malikian, Ph.D., ACC, and hosted by me, Catherine Halpin, MCC. You can visit our show page at blogtalkradio.com/ICF Phoenix. There you can find links to our website. If you're listening to this show live and have a computer nearby, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/ICF Phoenix. You'll find a post on this show that we're going to use as our virtual chat room today. If you have comments, questions, or insights, please write them there. Even if you're listening to the recording of the show, visit our webpage, facebook.com/ICF Phoenix. We'd love to hear from you. Very important information if you're a coach. You can get free CCEUs for ICF-accredited coaches when you listen to our Blog Talk Radio show, Coach Conversations. Today is our third-year anniversary, so we have 36 months of previous shows, and they all qualify for CCEU credits with the ICF. These particular credits may be used for individual credential renewals. Visit ICFPhoenix.com for more details. And today we're going to speak with our producer, Anna Malikian, about the three mistakes to avoid when creating a client-generating website. Our very own producer, Anna, has worked tirelessly on behalf of our ICF chapter and the Blog Talk Radio show over the last 5 or 6 years to make our chapter better, to make our coaching community better, and to really create this Blog Talk Radio show. She does all the work. A little bit more about Anna is she loves to work with self-employed professionals who hate marketing and selling. She's originally from Portugal, and before moving to Phoenix, Arizona, she lived in both England and Spain. And Anna loves traveling and learning from different sources and experiences. She brings her studies in psychology, including her PhD, and her tech-friendly know-how to help coaches and consultants focus on growing their businesses while making a difference. Anna is also the Director of Education for the Book Yourself Solid School of Coach Training. And you can learn more about Anna at annamalikian.com. Malikian is M-E-L-I-K-I-A-N, annamalikian.com. So welcome, Anna, as a guest on our Blog Talk Radio show. It's always a delight to be with you, but especially today to get to have your wisdom shared with our audience. Thank you.
And thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here in this role and to have the opportunity to speak about this topic that is one of my favorite topics, website and online marketing.
Yes, 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 yes. We're, as I just mentioned, the Phoenix chapter of the International Coach Federation is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year, but I like to say it's really the almost 20th anniversary, or about maybe 17 or 18 years. We tried to form an ICF chapter over and over and over, and it took leaders like you, Anna, to come together to really make our chapter be something that was sustainable and not just about one or two leaders at a time. So thank you for all that you've done to make that chapter be a thriving chapter, one of our best chapters in the world. And it's a great place. Oh, go ahead.
And I would like to tell to anybody that is listening that if you are a coach, really visit your ICF has chapters all over. If you are here in Phoenix, of course, come to the ICF Phoenix chapter. But anywhere that you are, look around and see if there is a chapter and start to participate, because it was one of the experiences, one of the community that really make a difference for me to succeed as a coach, to become part of the ICF Phoenix chapter.
Yes, it's a wonderful community of people. And what we're going to talk about today, I'm so excited about, Anna, because we've, over the last 3 years, as you know better than me, because you're our producer, we've interviewed a variety of senior leaders in the extraordinary number of coach training schools, and we've had such rich conversations. But those, as great as those coach training schools are, and I love and respect every one of them, and I'm so grateful for the leaders that have been willing to be interviewed on our show, those coach training schools are much more focused on coaching skills than they are on business building skills. And so today really launches a new phase, a new layer of evolution of our Blog Talk Radio show. We're going to focus on how you can build a sustainable business as a coach, because if it's not a sustainable business, then it's the training is of no value. So the first question I have for you, Anna, is why would a coach need a website in the first place?
And it goes back to the ICF mission in some sense, because one of the purpose, one of the reasons for the ICF is really to strengthen coaching as a profession. So if we want to be represented out there as professional coach, we should have a professional-looking website. So I will say that a coach needs a website if he wants to be taken seriously. And more, if you, even nowadays the reality is if you don't have a website, it's almost like you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So it really impacts your credibility. Because imagine you are in a social gathering or in a networking event, and you start you speak with people really feel good speaking with you, and they resonate with you. And then you give them the card. One of the first questions that people ask: okay, where is your website?
Right.
Or if they Google your name afterwards to try to find something about more about you, because they enjoy the conversation that you have, and they don't find you anywhere. It's like what. Something like, it's like a red flag. What is going on here? So for that reason, it's very important to have a professional-looking website. It's like one of the standards to establish your credibility as a professional coach. And there is other factors that will affect your credibility, but we usually say that there are basic things like, do you have a professional email address? Do you have professional photos in social media in your website? Do you have business cards? Do you have a professional-looking website? That kind of things are basic but very important, and we should really be attentive that we have them in place.
Right. I totally agree. Now, this leads us to go ahead.
Speaking, because you are speaking that we are doing this show for 3 years now, when I was speaking about the professional-looking photos for the web, for online, I was thinking about one of the interviews that we have here with Donna about the LinkedIn profile, that we had a specific interview with Donna Schindler about about LinkedIn. And one of the things that she was really emphasizing and speaking a lot, and then she even reviewed some people that were on the phone, some of their LinkedIn profiles, was how if the photo looked professional or not, and how impactful that was. So even if you, at this moment, I want to leave this message, even at this moment, you don't have a website, at least have a professional-looking LinkedIn profile, and that you can do it relatively simple to have a great LinkedIn profile, and at least you have your professional presence in that way on the web.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, let's talk, Anna, about specifically ICF accredited coaches, because you know the purpose of our show over the last 3 years has been to promote the profession of coaching and getting a credential from the ICF. So talk about the particular why this is particularly meaningful for ICF accredited coaches.
And I go back, and possibly the word that we are going to repeat more during this show is going to be the word professional, because that is why the Coach Federation exists, to make coaching a profession and not just somebody that can arrive and say, oh, I'm a coach. No, you are a coach if you have a certain training. that allows you to help people in a certain way. And like you said in the beginning, the International Coach Federation is being extraordinary at that level. They really have done a brilliant work worldwide, not just here in the United States, but internationally, to put the standards of training for coach to a level that somebody that has an ICF recognized training, it's a great starting point that you have the stuff to be a good coach. But also, like you said in the beginning, most training schools really are excellent in the coaching skills, but they will have one of their courses on marketing or in business, and is very light thing. It's not enough for when somebody comes after doing the program and they say, okay, now I'm a coach, and where are the clients?
Right.
And the most coaches, okay, there are some coaches that are internal coaches. They are working in an organization, and this organization that is leading and give them the people to work with. But the biggest percentage of coaches of the International Coach Federation is what we call external coaches. We are self-employed professionals.
Right.
So we have to do our own businesses. And if we don't have business skills, it's very difficult to survive as a coach. And that is one of the reasons that if we look to the statistics that the ICF releases about the earning of the coach, we have a too big percentage of coaches that are earning less than $30,000 a year. Obviously, it's not is a coach the hobby or is a profession? If it's a profession, are we doing all this training and with all the skills and talents for $30,000 a year? I think maybe in McDonald's, I don't know. But in and other jobs with less responsibility, it's possible to do that amount of money. We deserve more. The work of a coach deserves to be rewarded in a different way to allow coaches to really make this a professional, not a hobby.
Yeah. Yes, I totally agree with that.
So from that perspective, it's very meaningful that the ICF coaches have a professional-looking website, because there is the web online presence is the way that we represent out there. If we don't have a professional-looking brand, a professional-looking website, what kind of representation are we doing from the ICF itself and from ourselves and for the good of our business? Because the reality is that sometimes we have people that call themselves coaches that are extremely, maybe they don't have the excellent training that ICF coaches have, but they are very savvy in marketing and other skills online, and they really manage a great presence, and good for them. I have to take my hat to them that they are doing good on that. But I think we also can have a great online presence and really learn how to have a successful business, because business skills, entrepreneur skills are skills. We can learn them.
Right. They're not complicated, but they're just certain important factors, like the ones you've already laid out and the ones that you're going to share with us about the three mistakes to avoid when creating a client-generating website. So these are all things that people can learn and develop and build these tools in and have thriving practices. I can't imagine anybody wanting to stay. Coaching makes such a profound difference in the lives of our coaching clients and in the world. I mean, families are stronger, companies are stronger, and to think that a large percentage of our coaching community is not making a living wage is just not right. Something's totally out of whack there, and I think you, Anna, particularly are key to, because of your training with Michael Port and being an elite level Book Yourself Solid coach, and with your Book Yourself Solid system as well as your techno skills, I think you're uniquely qualified to advise all of us on this. So I'm so happy to have you here today in this role. You're here every month as our producer, but so great to have you in this role. Now, let's talk about why a coach would need to hire a web designer. Because there's so many kind of plug-and-play things out there that people could develop their own website, I think. And why do we need our own website?
Yeah, and honestly, my first website as a coach, I did it myself. But I have designed websites part-time before. So I'm very good in technical stuff, and I think it was in 98, I designed a website. I learned the HTML2, that was the code that was used at the time, and I designed a website for a master program with a team, and it was a very interesting project. And I still, of many of that learning at the time, I still very handy today. But nowadays, I don't design my websites anymore because the technology changed so much. Now it's not just to have a website that looks good on the computer. It also has to look good in the mobile phone, in the iPad, in the tablet, because people are each time seeing things more in different, using different interfaces to see the website. So the complexity is at a level that I could not keep up, and now I contract somebody to design my website. At the moment, I'm redesigning my website, and I'm working with a web designer on that. And, of course, for instance, if we have a coach that before became a coach was a web designer, that person can design their own website.
Yeah.
But if that is not your case, you really go again to the word professional. You cannot have a website out there that just is to have something there but doesn't look, everything is out of place, the graphics are not well. That doesn't give you a professional, credible image. So we should delegate that out, or at least there is also, because let's be honest, to do a custom-made website is a big investment. Mm-hmm. And most coaches cannot afford to spend $3,000 to $5,000 to a custom-made website.
Right.
But there are other solutions out there, and at this moment I'm developing with this web designer that I'm working with, are developing a template that is what we call in WordPress, is one of the systems that is more used to build websites nowadays. So while I'm doing my new website, we are developing a template thinking about service professionals like coaches, consultants, trainers, speakers, that what kind is the minimal things that we have to do to have a website out there. And then with this template, then I'm at the same time developing a program to teach people how to fill up this template with their information to finish up with a professional-looking website at a price that is much more affordable than a custom-made website.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting.
I'm very excited with this project, and this was something that is almost like by a need that I was feeling my clients in my one-on-one programs and my group programs, because I'm always telling them, you have to have a professional-looking website.
Right.
And they say, okay, but I don't have the $3,000 or $5,000 to invest in a professional-looking website. And I say, okay, maybe you can get a good VA that can make you something. And I have clients that have done that, and some of them with good results, other not so good results. And they spend $500, $1,000, and the result is not professional. Really, it was breaking my heart. Totally.
Yeah.
So that, seeing that need and that, and not having nobody else that I could refer them to, I have good web designers that I can say go to. I have three people that I recommend with my eyes closed. They're excellent professional web designers, and they can design you a beautiful custom-made website. But most of my clients cannot afford their prices.
Right.
That was what drove me to this new adventure, new business adventure.
I love it. Now, how can our listeners get access to those templates? Tell us about that program.
The best thing at the moment, just email me, Anna, at, or the best email to tell in these for people to write down will be ANA@bookyourselfsolid.com. So ANA is
sure.
Just one N, is ANA, at, and then is the word bookyourselfsolid.com.
Great, because I know you have programs at all levels to train
mm-hmm.
and help coaches develop their electronic presence and really build their business, whether they're a coach or consultant or therapist, and it's such a tremendous value that you bring. And I know this template that you're developing is going to bring you even more clients because people are desperate for this level of support.
Let me give a nuance here, and it's another thing that I'm taking in consideration when developing this program, because I know, and myself, one of my first investments after the training to become a coach, one of my first investments in my business was doing a professional custom-made website. And then I had to wake up to a surprise that I thought, okay, I have a professional-looking website, so clients will find me. Things don't work that way. You can have a it's essential to have a professional-looking website, but just have a professional-looking website is not enough to get you clients.
Right.
Because a website is a grain of sand in the big, big web universe.
Yes, a grain of sand. I love that.
It's totally. So you have to have a marketing plan because marketing, this is one of the things that we are always saying in the Book Yourself Solid system. Marketing doesn't get you clients. Marketing mm-hmm. just creates awareness that you exist. Then people are going to check you out, and if you have a solid foundation, if people resonate with you, if they like you, if you know how, have a plan to build trust and credibility, and the people are going to start to ask, okay, how can you help me? If you have the right price, if you know how to have a sales conversation, that is what books you the business, not the marketing in itself.
Right, something happened after that.
So you have to have a professional-looking website for when people are aware that you exist and they're going to check on you, they are going, I like what I see. This person is really dedicated to serve me, to help me in what I need. It's like he's sealing the deal. He's making things okay, or beginning of a conversation. You have that freebie that is something that they are looking for. There is a report. There is a tips that is something that they want to know more, and they sign up to your email list. And then you have the opportunity and you have a plan to start to create trust and credibility over time with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So website has to be part of a plan, and that is one of the things that I'm going to do in this website program, is not just designing the website, but also designing a marketing plan to promote the website.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Now, Anna, what are the three mistakes that we all need to avoid when creating a website that is going to really generate clients?
Okay, so, and these, if somebody is listening and you have a pen and a paper, write this down, or again, you can email me, and I have a white paper report about this, that is where I explain these three mistakes in a PDF document, and again, it's ANA@bookyourselfsolid.com, and I will send you that PDF. But the mistake number one... Mm-hmm. The mistake number one is not knowing who is visiting the website. It's like if you have open, instead, online business, sometimes we forget that the online business is a business. So instead of thinking about the online business, imagine that you open a coffee store.
Right.
And you don't know who is coming to your coffee store. Like if you have a blind over your eyes and you don't know who is coming, how can you serve them better? Or even if we go a step back, you have to do a coffee store when you are doing and setting up the coffee store in a certain location. You want to attract a certain people to your place.
Right.
So in this mistake number one, people sometimes they are so confused about who they want to serve. Who is their ideal clients? I see this a lot with life coaches. And I was a life coach. I started coaching as a life coach, so I've been there. We know life coaching is personal development. And I still today believe that everybody will benefit from personal development. But if we think that everybody is a potential client and we have to do something, a website that pleases everybody, we are just blunt. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to connect with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start by defining that ideal client. Who are the people with whom we do our best work with?
Yes,
that is one of the first things. Creating that avatar of the ideal client. What are those people that you work with that you feel energized, that you do your best work with? Because you want more like that.
Right.
And something very special happens when you are working with your ideal clients. People love the work that you do with them, and they are going to talk about of the work that you do with them, and that is the more powerful marketing in the world when people are spreading
right.
a word about your work together and seeing the results. How do you manage that? Oh, I'm working with this coach, and look what I'm – and you are going to get referrals that way.
Right.
And because you are working with people that inspire you, energize you, you are going to love the work that you are doing, almost every moment of the work that you are doing, and you are going to feel inspired to do more work and to do more marketing to get more people to help. So it's really, that is one of the really of the secrets for getting yourself book solid, is define your ideal client and then create the website to attract those people, to resonate with those people, not to everybody, is to those people that you are meant to serve.
Love that. Love that.
That is the first mistake, and the solution for the mistake is articulate the qualities of the ideal client and then design something for really resonating with that person.
I love this. I love this, Anna. Well, what's the the second mistake that we often make?
Okay, so let's imagine that people know who do they want to attract to the website, and let's imagine that those people come to the website.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second mistake that can happen is like a lack of clarity about what you want the person to do when they are in your website.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the tendency to try to put too many things, usually, for instance, in a landing page, the home page where people go, too many information, too many things. And even if it's our ideal client arriving there, if it's, they can get information overload of offers, visually. And if people are confused, they just go and check something else. So.
Right.
You really want to have clear. So if I manage to bring people to drive, the technical term is drive traffic. If we manage to bring people to our website, what we want them to do, have clarity about that. If your ideal client comes to your website, what you want them to do. And many people are going to say, oh, contract me or say, buy my services. Yes, that is what we want, finally, them to do. But maybe it's a two-week step. Another principle of the Book Yourself Solid is we only can make sales offers that are proportional to the amount of trust that we have earned. Trust is something that we build over time, and we only can make certain sales offers that are proportional to the amount of trust that we have earned. This is a very important principle to keep in mind. Because somebody that, for instance, we meet in a networking event is an ideal client. We know that. They go and check our website, and they like what they see. But probably the connection, the trust that we have built till that moment is enough to get them to sign up to our mailing list, but probably not enough for them to contract us for a six-month package of our one-on-one services.
Sure.
So for that reason, you see so many people giving things away in exchange for the web address.
Because,
okay, you are here in my website, wonderful, welcome, and you see what I have here for you for free. Something is like the answer to one of your needs and desires is here, packaged as a video course, like an e-book, like a white paper or 5 tips. You can have it. It will be my pleasure to give that to you. And
thanks.
I have to send it. In exchange of your web email address, and that you need to build some trust.
Mm-hmm.
Even for that, for people to give you your email address, you are building some trust. But now you have like a direct route of communication with the person. You can start mm-hmm. to build a relationship because you can communicate. And I know that the email inbox is full, but it's still one of the more effective ways online to start to build a relationship via the email communication.
So your experience tells you that people are still opening emails, and that is a successful marketing approach.
It's still a success. How do you say? It's better. Let's put things here in perspective. If you want results, if you are starting your coaching business and you really need clients quickly,
mm-hmm.
my advice to you, network locally, in person.
Okay.
Go out,
okay.
connect with people in person, speak in events in person. Having you, for instance, you go speaking a talk, at the end of that talk you can get the client. You can build enough trust and credibility by giving a talk as the expert for somebody
right.
at the end come and speak with you and say, I want to work with you. That is the power of being in person.
Yes.
You build trust and credibility much faster.
Yes.
But online we can reach more people. We can build systems
yes.
that work for us. And when we are building that systems that work for us and keeping the business running, the email marketing is a very effective way. And, of course, this is an art and something that we always have to be learning and perfecting because
sure.
we have the email inbox is full. But if we have the right title, the subject line in the email is like the wrapping of the present. And if it's something that the person looks, interesting, they will open your email. And then you have to give them value. You have to be relevant for them. And next time that they see an email from you, they know that it's not just trying to sell you something. It's relevant
yes.
content.
Yes.
And they will keep
yes.
opening
yes.
your emails. And then,
yes.
yes, you have to make sales offers too. But again, proportional to the amount of trust that you have earned.
Love this. This is a great formula, a phenomenal formula, Anna. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Now, what's the third secret or the way to avoid the third mistake?
Okay, so if you have avoid the first mistake, so you know who you want to attract to your website, and then there are ways of checking if they are coming. If you know what you want them to do, imagine on page you want them to sign up to your mailing list, so to a freebie, giving them something for free for them to sign up. This giving something for free to have them sign up is the way of getting the mistake number three, because mistake number three is not have a plan to have your visitors doing what you want. So if you want them to sign up for your mailing list, you have to have a way to make it very compelling for them to sign up. It's not enough anymore to just saying, oh, if you want to get my newsletter or my e-zine, write your email here.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an institution or if you are a very well-known person that people really want to connect with you, yes, they will do it. But for most service professionals, for most coaching, that is not enough. So you have to go to give something that with a little bit more meat in the bones for them
yes.
to sign up to your website.
Yes. I love that. I love that. So, again, it goes back to the relevant content and the
yes.
valuable content.
Yeah, and we cannot forget, and this is if people only take one thing of our conversation today. Sometimes, and we are speaking online, we are speaking, let me go a couple of steps back here. I have this theory that that most coaches are people with a good level of emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that attract us to be coaches in first place. So it's something
right.
that most coaches have a good emotional intelligence level. But something
right.
incredible happened when we put us online, our emotional intelligence decreases. We are not so clever anymore in terms of social and emotional intelligence.
Wow.
We forget that everything, the internet, Facebook, website, LinkedIn, is just another way of communicating with people. People.
Right.
That we are so good at communicating in person, but sometimes
yes.
we forget that there are people also that make the web, and they are at the other side of
yes.
the computer. And so bring marketing is relationship marketing. Is we say business to business, business to client, a B2B or B2C. And Marie Smith, that is an author that I appreciate her very much. Yes, she uses the term P2P. All business is P2P, person to person. And your website is just a way for you to communicate with your ideal client.
Love this. And it's all about that communication. And if we're good communicators face to face, then we must develop the ability to communicate effectively via our websites or our Facebook posts.
And if we see this as a communication, if we see this as a conversation, what happens when we are in person? We are listening. We are trying to see what is relevant for the person that is in front of us. We are not just speaking me, because that doesn't
right.
make an interesting conversation.
Right.
We are trying to learn about the other, to ask
right.
questions. So we have to try to do this also online, to know
yeah.
more about the other people. And they will feel, okay, this person really has an interest
understand.
In knowing more about me and understanding me and trying to help me. And we develop better service and better products by being in tune with the people
oh.
that we are meant to serve.
I love this. I've never heard this, Anna. This is extraordinarily valuable. Just that whole notion of having it be a relationship and a conversation and listen more than we talk like we would do in person, but through mm-hmm. our website. So powerful. Now, what other information do we need to communicate to our listeners today? Anything else that we should cover around this important topic?
The main thing is that people always say, I know that technology is a big challenge for many coaches. Many coaches we are speaking are people that this is their second professional, third profession. Finally, they are doing what they really, they are doing this from their heart. They believe
right.
that they are very good in something, that they can make a difference, and finally
right.
they invest in that and they want to create a positive impact. But
right.
We are speaking with also a generation that in most of them are not technologically savvy.
Right.
And building a website can be, yes, I would love to, but so much, oh my gosh, what is that of WordPress? What is that of a server, a domain, email marketing service? Because it's lots of names, and it's a little bit confusing, I have to admit. So another message that I want to leave is that, yes, there is lots of information, but you can learn it, and you can do it. You learn more complex things before, trust me on that. This is just almost, it's like another language that
mm-hmm.
is like learning a different language, and you just have to be introduced step by step, but you can learn it.
Right. It's all learnable. And if they just go to your website, I'm there now, and I just see one video after another and one blog post after another of
yep.
great content to help people in this way. So again, it's AnnaMalikian.com, A-N-A, and then Malikian is M-E-L-I-K-I-A-N.com for extraordinarily valuable content. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am for you to share your wisdom with all of our listeners today around the world. Everybody, regardless of what country they're in, where they're based, they're all faced with this challenge of getting clients. And I think you've made a huge contribution today to our coaching profession. So I'm so grateful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, thanks. No, it's just an absolute delight. Now, don't forget, if you're a coach with some very important, valuable information, you can get these free CCEUs for ICF-accredited coaches when you listen to our 36 months of coach conversations. All of the previous shows qualify for CCEU credit with ICF for your individual credential renewal. And you can visit our website, our chapter website, ICF Phoenix, for more details. And I want to just tell you our next shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/ICF Phoenix. And Friday, June 13th at 2 p.m. Phoenix or Pacific time, we're going to have Christopher McAuliffe, MCC. And we're really excited to have Christopher as our guest. He is a dynamic force in the world of ontological coaching, business, and beyond. He's a great, great coach. He's the CEO and founder of Accomplishment Coaching, which he established in 2001. So that'll be another really rich show. So please join us there. Please go to our website at blogtalkradio.com/ICF Phoenix to download the other shows and get your CCEUs accumulated. And again, Anna Malikian, our guest today, can be found at annamalikian.com. or Anna, A-N-A, at bookyourselfsolid.com. So thank you, Anna, for your extraordinary generosity and wisdom and being willing to share it with us today. This has been an extraordinarily valuable discussion that I know that coaches all over the world will benefit from in the weeks and months to come. And we'll all get more clients because of your generosity. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks.